Well, there were nearly a dozen fires in Ferguson last night, but firemen couldn't get to them because of gunfire and are still dousing fires today. So what else is happening? Our colleague Jeremy Hobson sent us this report.
On West Florissant Avenue in Ferguson this morning, you can smell smoke in the air. The glass front door of the dollar store is broken. The windows at a Big Lots are boarded up. And at a car dealership, the front row of cars is charred. Monica Jackson has come here to see it for herself.
I don't even have words. I'm surprised.
You're surprised you didn't think this would happen?
No, honestly, I didn't. I was like, it's not going to be that bad. But I was at work and I was looking at the news and I'm like, oh my God. So I had to come see for myself.
Do you think it's justified?
I ain't going to say justified, but it was like a lot of anger built up. So I ain't going to say it's justified.
How did you feel when you heard the decision?
I just felt like it was all but just bull crap. Like, you had 9 whites and 3 blacks, and it took this long for you just not to indict this man when y'all knew long ago. It was tweets going out over internet. This man not going to be indicted. So it was like not really blind. Like, we didn't, a blind, but it was just like, okay, now it's real. Like, what these people is really saying is really real. So it was just like frustration, for real.
Were you surprised at it, though?
No, because I had kind of figured, like, I had kind of set myself up for it already because I was hearing about it, like, this man getting married and he doing all this other stuff and he living his life like he already know he's not going to jail. So whether he took this boy life or not, he knew he wasn't going to jail.
If I were to drive 15 minutes away from here to one of the pretty affluent white suburbs to the west of St. Louis, you'd probably see maybe even some boarded up homes, but certainly closed down restaurants and businesses and stuff like that. What do you think of that reaction to what's going on right now from your neighbors just to the west?
Well, if I would have boarded my stuff up too. Like, come on, I feel like it's not over. Like, I just feel like it's just the beginning of the war, for real.
Really? You think this is going to continue?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look how long it continued last time. Like, it continued for a while. Like, it was bad. But I had already knew that if he would have walked, that it was going to get real bad. So, I don't know. Like, when I was sitting at work last night looking at the news, I'm like, oh, my God.
And is it worse than you thought?
Oh, yeah. It's worse than I thought, and it's worse than what I thought was going to happen. I figured they was going to bust a couple of windows or... But they really went in on Ferguson.
Across the street, a ConocoPhillips station is still smoldering. The pumps are intact, but the station is completely destroyed. Terry Willits has arrived to survey the damage.
I'm not happy with it. This property belongs to the company I work for. So, you know, it was actually scheduled to open today.
And it's pretty much destroyed.
It's destroyed. We're not sure at this point what we're going to do with it. We're just waiting for the fire to burn out so we can make a decision.
Yeah, tell me what it looks like right now, if you could describe it for us.
Right now, you know, pipes are burst, the fire's still going. It doesn't look like the fire department has been here at all. I think most of the water is because of the lines that have burst. It's, you know, it's a total loss. I mean, it was completely stocked store yesterday, and today there's nothing left of it.
Is it surprising to you that this happened?
No, it doesn't surprise me. I think everybody made it clear that this was the way they were going to get their message out. And you know, I'm all about getting your message to the people, but it's hurting them now.
What was your thought when you heard the decision last night that Darren Wilson would not be indicted?
I wasn't surprised, honestly. Based on what I heard as far as the evidence that they presented to us over the TV, I think it was the right decision. I agree with the decision based on the laws and that. I feel for the family. For them, it'll never be the right decision. And for so many other people, especially people in this community that feel that they aren't being heard. And I hope that some good comes from all of this.
Pastor Erman Trotter has come here to West Florissant Avenue with his son, who's taking photos with his cell phone.
Most, I think, everybody in America had braced themselves for something like this. So it's really not something that it should take anyone by surprise. There was a lot of unrest that's been from the beginning. Even from the time that Michael Brown laid in the street 4 hours and up until the time of how this investigation has been handled from the beginning.
Do you think that people didn't listen to the words of Michael Brown's mother last night, who asked that it be done peacefully, that things be protests be peaceful? Or do you think this was just unavoidable, that there was so much anger that something like this had to happen?
Well, unfortunately, Michael Brown's mother, even though that's her son, could not control what the protesters do. Although we as clergymen, as well as we stood with her as well as reference to the peace, we wanted peace. But again, you know, people do what they want to do, you know, and, you know, you can't really control that.
What would your message be to those people, to protesters who did this last night?
Well, I feel like it was wrong, and that the businesses should not hurt because of the legal system. If we want to deal with the legal system, we have to go to the polls and vote.
Do you think this is going to happen again tonight?
No one can tell. We're just going to be waiting, watching, and seeing, and we're going to do our best as clergymen to try to come together and try to see if we can keep the peace.
Pastor Erman Trotter, this morning in Ferguson, Missouri.
And that's Here and Now's Jeremy Hobson. Much more coverage coming up here and now.